We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to this Falcons storyline number 6. We've counted down from 10 to 1. We've talked Devontae Freeman yesterday. We talked depth in general earlier this week. We talked coaching changes. There's obviously a lot to look at coming into 2019 for the Atlanta Falcons. One of the areas when you talk about maybe depth concerns, or maybe you're not concerned about it, but some change, because it's going to be a different looking unit,
right?
Partially because of injuries last year, partially because of personnel moves they've made this offseason, is the Falcons secondary. And I think the guy that I circle when I talk about the Falcons secondary, as far as the guy who I'm most intrigued to see, maybe worried, but definitely intrigued to see, is Isaiah Oliver.
Yeah, because he's going into that second corner position, taking over Robert Alford, and that's a big time deal. I mean, you're a starting cornerback in the league after going into your second year, and you know they drafted him to do that. I'm sure that they had in mind that, you know what, we're going to draft this kid. This would be Robert Alford's last year, and then we'll move on from that. And eventually, he'll slide over, take over for Trufant when Trufant's gone. But yeah, this is a big deal. This is a big time deal for him because of the fact that they're moving KZ to the nickel also, and those will be your top three corners. And right now, he's going to get team's best guy because they don't flip a lot. They don't, Trufant doesn't travel like most number one corners do. So he's going to get some of the best receivers, especially look at the receivers in the South. I mean, he's going to get all of Mike Evans. He's going to get some of Michael Thomas. He's going to get those guys. But he's built the way Dan wants corners. He's long. He's athletic. He's not a burner, but, he ain't slow.
Right.
And he got better as the season went on last year. We know what happened in the Cincinnati game.
We do.
But he's gotten better. The more playing time he got better.
No doubt. And they got him on the field a lot the last few weeks of the season because you could read the writing on the wall. You knew what was going to happen. It saved the team a lot of money to move on from Robert Alford, and you drafted Isaiah Oliver in the second round for a reason. You don't do something like that unless you plan on making that guy the starter.
Correct.
Now, look, it was supposed to be Jalen Collins.
Yes.
Jalen Collins couldn't keep himself out of trouble and be on the field.
Right.
But similar body types. And the Richard Sherman prototype, I think, is what you go back to when you talk about what Dan Quinn wants. They had that great success in Seattle with long corner in Richard Sherman. And they had other guys that were long, too, that they had less success with. But I think Isaiah Oliver is supposed to be that guy. I'm also interested in Demonte KZ in that slot corner position, in that nickel corner position. Because last year, did a really nice job as a ball-hawking safety.
He did.
Tied for the lead in the NFL in interceptions, really burst onto the scene as one of the breakout performers, one of the few breakout performers because of injuries last year for the Falcons. And I understand with Ricardo Allen coming back, you want Ricardo Allen back in that spot where he is most comfortable at the back end of the defense. What do you think it's going to look like with Demonte KZ as the nickel corner?
Well, he's such a ball hawk. He's more of a ball hawk than Brian Poole. And Brian Poole was really good. I thought he's really good as a rookie, but he didn't take that next step. He was still okay, but I thought you look at him as from his rookie year and him and as his development. He didn't take that next step.
He was
that
so
I thought he
inconsistent.
Would. Yeah, that's
Brian
thank
Poole.
You. That's what I'm looking for.
Because he'd have those moments. Remember the playoff game against the Rams. Brian Poole was phenomenal.
Yes,
he was the best tackler on the field.
Yes.
Made a bunch
he's
of great plays.
He's a great tackler.
He's a very good
better tackle than KZ in my opinion. And Robert Poole, Brian Poole missed a lot of tackles.
That was so frustrating.
He missed
about
a lot of tackles.
He was an excellent tackler,
but he missed
that
all.
Would miss
missed
a ton a of like good. The Drew Brees tackle, yes, at the end of the Saints game.
The Nick Chubb soul snatching run. It was both of those guys.
Yeah.
Bad angle by KZ. But yeah, KZ the one thing. But he does the one thing that nobody in the entire secondary does, and I'm talking about all of them guys. He takes the ball away. That's what he does. He's a playmaker at that position. Now that slot different. Now it's different. It's a lot of space. The receivers have that two way go, and things like that. But he is a very good blitzer, and that's something else that you got to be able to do from the nickel position, and you got to be able to hang in there and run support also.
Yeah.
He ain't the biggest dude in the world. If he was, he'd be an outside corner. But I like that move that he's playing the nickel now because it gives you a little bit more versatility, because a lot of guys like to go three safeties and all. He can do so many different things on a football field. And if you get to a point where you go big nickel or something like that, you want to bring Keanu Neal down to the linebacker position, you can do different things with him.
There was a point last season, and this is not a great stat, but it's true, where Brian Poole was leading the team in sacks.
Yeah.
Where he was coming out of the – they would run those nickel blitzes and Poole would get in the backfield. And it's great when that's working, but also, you know, you'd like to have other sack production from maybe your pass rushers.
Yeah.
Now, we put numbers on those two guys, those edge rushers on Vic and Tech. 20, I love that number. If they can get to 20, I think the Falcons have a great chance to make the NFC Championship game. What about interception numbers? Because you look at what the Falcons defense did last year, and they were one of the least successful teams as far as turning the football over. There was zero interceptions between Trufant and Alford combined.
Well, how many drops between those two?
Tons.
Yes.
Yes, tons. Want to put a number on these guys? Between Isaiah Oliver and Desmond Trufant and KZ as well?
Between all three?
Can we get seven?
Seven? Yeah. I don't want to say 16 or nothing like that because – You know, thing with True, he's going to drop six of them. You know, he's going to drop six. He's going to drop at least six of them. So let's go seven, and that's not even a high number. So if your whole secondary can give you 15 interceptions, let me take that back. If your whole defense can give you 15 interceptions.
That's exactly what you got last year.
So they need more.
15 interceptions.
Let me amp that number up a little bit. 20.
Okay.
All right, let's go 20.
Yeah, 20 works.
And I think 20 is they only got 15?
Yeah.
So with the drops, they could have been over like damn near 30.
Yes. they very well could have. And the other thing, too, is I think the entire perception of Trufant's season last year changes if he just comes up with two.
That's it.
Comes up with that interception.
He wasn't god-awful last year.
No, he was actually pretty
good. He wasn't
god-awful
last year.
Now, is he – the money always comes into it.
Of course it does.
And that's fair. But if he makes that interception against Cincinnati –
game's over.
And he makes that interception against Dallas –
game over.
Then we're talking about a completely different season for Desmond Trufant. Unfortunately, he didn't, so we're not. And here we are worrying about the secondary. 20?
Yeah.
We need 20 for the whole defense?
Yeah, say 20.
Okay.
Let's say 20.
They can do that. Dan Quinn defenses historically have been really good at turning the ball
over.
Dan,
you're throwing the fumbles and all that. So let's say 33 turnovers.
Okay.
33 turnovers.
I'll take 33 turnovers. Yeah. Sign me up for that right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.